marketing, advertising, and you don't even know where to start. You're overwhelmed. So, okay, let's just start. Okay, first of all, how does it feel by thinking that, or like perhaps changing your mindset on your tool to start something new? Can we reframe it?
I'm not necessarily too old to start something new. It's just, I guess, daunting, I guess would be
Yes.
the
Okay, cool. So what to me, tell me what sounds daunting to you. Like what specifically? What's one thing? Let's start there.
just creating a presence online. Like that's just daunting to me. I don't know why. I've grown up with the internet. I've always like I evolved with it. So I don't understand why, but it's just overwhelming for me for everything. Like it's just, yeah, not my thing.
Okay, no problem. But you also feel like because you're in a new place, new area, you moved across town, so you're starting brand new, even though you're a seasoned stylist, which is so common. This has happened to a lot of people that are either in that I coach for free like this or in my paid program. So you know that going online is one way to promote yourself in a new town, right?
Absolutely.
Right. So now we just need to know where do we actually even start.
Yeah, I think that's really my problem is I don't know where to start, because I have created my book just by word of mouth and only maybe like two posts on local groups, and that's it. So I mean, I kind of started, but I need more.
That's right. It's fair and understandable. And I feel like right now, with this strategy that we're going to talk about, this is going to be something good even down the road when you pivot your business again. Basically, right now, you're not learning how to do a new service. You've pivoted it because you've moved across the town, and you don't have the same clients anymore. So down the road, when you decide to, let's say, add an additional service, or maybe you're going to move again, the things that we're going to talk about now are something that you can use again in the future. So this is good, I feel like, for everyone to learn on how to actually just start showing up online. Because you know that you need to be there. You've said that. You're like, I need to market. I just don't know where to start. You know that it's something that you never had to do in the past, but now you need to do it. So if it's just a matter of, I'm going to do it, it is what it is, not my wheelhouse, maybe I don't love it, maybe just think about the first time you did a highlight or the first time you did a bob haircut. Maybe you're like, yeah, I don't know if I don't know how confident I feel in it. It's kind of uneven. It doesn't look perfect. But you eventually learn to like it, or you eventually got good at it, right?
Right.
So just like that with showing up online. So we're gonna start real small, keep it real simple. I'm gonna ask you a few questions, and then you're gonna tell me what works best for you. But I'm gonna give you guidance. This video will be in here so you can watch the replay at any time. So no need to take notes. If you want, you can. If you don't want to, you don't have to. No big deal. Okay, so what is one platform that either you one like you like showing up on, you like playing around on, or two, you feel like you got some clients following you on this platform?
I would probably mostly say Facebook here on Facebook because that's where I have the most. I don't have much experience with Instagram, so that's why I'm not there as much.
Great.
So I guess Facebook is just mostly it, and that's where I've gotten most appointments being new to town, and I don't know anybody, so like that's hard too.
Correct. Okay, cool. Awesome. So this is how we're going to start. So we're going to say Facebook. And do you have the habit of when your clients are leaving your chair, let's say before they leave your chair, let's say, do you ever take pictures of your clients while they're in your chair? Let me ask that first.
Yes.
Okay, cool. And when they're there in your chair and you're taking the pictures of their hair, do you say to them, hey, let me follow you on Facebook, or here, pull out your phone, follow me on Facebook. So when I post this, I can tag you. Do you say that at all?
No, but it is on my business card. I know that's like a cop out, but it is on my business card.
That's okay. It's not a cop out. We're just re reframing our brain, our mindset, and we're thinking come up with new strategies. So what I would recommend is when they're there and you're taking the pictures of their hair, just say, "Hey, I post cool hair tutorials on my Facebook account. How about you follow me? Follow me right now. Pull up Facebook. I'll share my business name or whatever account you have on Facebook. I'm not sure if it's personal or your business page, either or wherever you're showing up, it doesn't matter. Get
Okay.
them to follow you.
Okay.
Or just follow them. Say, hey, what are you John, Stephanie Smith on Facebook? Sometimes it's the middle name or the last name or whatever it is. Okay. Then I'm gonna say, yep, that's who I am. Great. I'm gonna send you a friend request now. So at least then you've made the step of getting the person that's in your chair following you online.
Right.
How does that feel?
That feels like I can do it.
Okay, cool. Awesome.
It's not terrifying.
Right. So just, you know what I always recommend when we're doing something like this, again, when I teach students inside my programs, I ask them, I was coaching a student recently, and I'm like, you need to start getting surveys from your clients. We need feedback. And she's afraid. I go, how about you just pick your favorite client? Ask that one client. So I call that the lowest hanging fruit, the easiest thing you can actually accomplish. So could you think of on your schedule this week, five clients that you could actually ask to do this exercise on, like friend request them, tell them to friend request you right then and there when they're in your chair that you'd be comfortable doing that with?
Totally.
Okay, cool. So make a little note next to their name, however you, if you have a planner or like a digital one or one that you write out, just put FB, Facebook, next to their name. So when you see their name and you're like, oh yeah, I gotta make sure I have color for that client tomorrow and I need this to be prepared, whatever it is, put a little note next to their name, check mark, whatever it is, a red star. So when they come in your chair and you see their name on your schedule, you remember to ask them at the end of their appointment.
Okay.
How's that sound?
Doable.
Okay, cool. So there's that. So now we have a strategy. We have a handful of people that we're going to ask of clients that are in our chair this week. So that can be done by, let's say, Saturday, ideally. You're asking them to follow you on Facebook or you're following them. Now, when you show up on Facebook, so there's the first step to there's the second step. The first step is mindset. We're never too old to learn something new. And we need also online marketing for part of our strategy. You're in a new place. It is what it is. You got to do it. Okay, we're over that now. The third thing is to get them to follow you when they're in your chair and take the pictures, which you already have that habit of, which is great because a lot of people forget to take the pictures or they just don't take the pictures for whatever reason, all different reasons. So there's that. And then now we're going to create a posting schedule. So up to this point so far, anything else you want me to clarify? Do I need to talk you into anything anymore? Is there anything you have questions on before we talk about the actual strategy of the posting schedule?
So far, so good.
Okay, cool. Now, in regards to topic ideas, okay, so wait, one more thing. I'm gonna pause there. I'm getting ahead of myself. So I'm getting excited for you. So, how many days a week? What's ideal? And this can change down the road, but just I want you to throw it out there. We got to come up with something. It's like, hey, oh yes, I want to lose weight. You can't just say I want to lose weight. You have to say I would like to lose 10 pounds by the end of the year. You know, if you're specific, then it's easier to accomplish a goal. So what would you say would be ideal? Now we're just talking about Facebook. How many days a week or a month do you feel is ideal that you could share a post about your hair business?
Probably 3 days a week.
That's great. I love it. Okay. Now, I'm not going to hold you to it. I'll probably make a note to follow up in a week or two, but if it's not a big deal, you can change it. Now, of those 3 days on Facebook, what days of the week, off the top of your head, do you feel like are a realistic days to actually have time to post?
Monday, Wednesday, Friday. But maybe not Friday, because sometimes Friday gets busy. So like Monday, Wednesday, Sunday, you know,
Great.
it fluctuates.
Okay, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday. Great. So you're being realistic with days. Either you come in late or you're actually not with clients, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
Friday
cool.
sometimes, I mean, it just gets really hectic in the salon. So I don't have that. Like after a long Friday, I'm like, I'm done. I've shut off my brain. Everyone is bald.
Fair. Got it. So Friday could be your catch-up day. Like if you couldn't get to it 3 days that week, that could be your catch-up day. Or that
Right.
can be your extra day. You're like, you know what? I actually was very efficient at work today. Instead of playing some game on my phone when my color was processing, my client was hair was processing with color, I actually created a post and got it out there. So maybe that could be your bonus day, either your catch-up day or your bonus day, just to throw it out there. Okay. So let's just say for now, I like how realistic you're being though, because we want to set ourselves up to win. We don't want to set ourselves up to lose. So if you think Friday might be hard, let's just have that as the catch-up day or the additional day. So Sunday, Monday, Wednesday. Now, 3 days a week, you're posting on Facebook. Do you have content, pictures, videos, whatnot, even ideas saved on your phone in your camera roll? Maybe some notes you wrote down, like create a post about blah blah blah.
I have a ton of pictures that I actually finally
Perfect.
like edited together to put the before and the after,
Perfect.
because I don't always remember to
Great.
do
So you can, this is a really good point. You can either do that stuff in advance. Let's say it's a Sunday afternoon and you got nothing really going on. You know what? I'll spend an hour putting together a before and after is like on pick stitch or whatever it is, cropping the pictures, edit, you know, changing the, making them a little brighter or whatnot, whatever the reason, getting them all ready to go. And they're in one nice little folder. So when you're ready to post, they're ready to go. So that's great. Or it could be, hey, Monday's the day, by 5 p.m., I will get a post out. Whether that means actually taking the picture and the video and getting it out, or using something that's already edited.
Okay.
Okay, cool. So that's great. You already have the content. Because again, a lot of people, when I coach them, they're like, oh, I don't have one picture. So then I coach slightly different. I'll just give you a, since you were really organized in that way already, just a food for thought. Let's say you happen to be, you want to post about a pink hair service, a color service, and you don't have a client with pink hair. You are allowed to go on Pinterest or wherever you find a cool picture online, grab a person who has pink hair that you did not do, post it on your account, and talk about pink hair. How fun it is, why it's so in, how you maintain it with this shampoo. You know, I use more of a violet toner. I would use a violet toner. So you can use a picture and it doesn't, it's not like it's a lie saying I did this color. This is just a picture for reference. So if you want to say like how to maintain pink hair, if you get pink hair at the salon and you don't have a client with the pink hair you took, go on Pinterest, grab a cool picture, post it and say, you can even put at the bottom, disclaimer, I did not color this hair, if that makes you feel better. I don't think you need to, but I've done that before when I was trying to post a picture about a top knot. I didn't have a really good one. I wanted to explain how to do it. I went on Pinterest or online, wherever, found a picture of Gwen Stefani with bright blonde hair and a really big top knot, used that picture. I think it was pretty clear that I didn't style her hair, but I wanted to talk about how to do a top knot, and I thought that was a really cool picture of her. So you don't have to have, it doesn't have to be you doing the hair. But if you have a lot of before and afters, that's amazing. Okay.
Yeah.
How does that sound?
It sounds good. I just don't, I haven't had, like, I don't know what to do with them. I don't know. Like, it's hard for me to come up with a post without sounding stupid to me, for lack of a better term, or just too much of a hair nerd to where clients don't know what I'm talking about.
Yes. Understandable. Okay. We're going to address both of those. So, so far, up to here, you're like, got this done. All this makes sense. I can do this. None of this is overwhelming or confusing to you thus far. Correct?
Right.
Okay, great. Awesome. This is where people get tripped up. Okay. So now your main question is, it sounds like, what's the topics I should post about? I mean, I know I have the before and after picture and I know I have the cool stuff I've done, but what type of verbiage do I use to make myself look more like a brand or to stand out or to take, like you said, not sound like a hair nerd, but then also not be like copy and pasting every single post, have some variety and in interest. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, cool. I love this. You're right. You do not, it's hard to talk. No, you want to be clear when you're talking about something in the professional world that you and I know, and you and all your peers know about, regarding, you know, how you tone the hair, or why you cut it with a razor, a feather razor instead of a straight edge or natters or blah, blah, blah. But you want to keep it simple. Like you're talking to, let's say, an 8-year-old, like, right. Keep it simple or think about it. Like, what could you say about something like, I created a warmer toned auburn color on her hair instead of a cooler tone because of her eye color. Like, what's something that I'm just saying off the top of my head, like, is there something you can think of that, like, I really want to say 5N plus 2N and put the whole color formula, but you're not selling the other stylist. You're selling your services to other clients who aren't educated in our field.
Right.
So I want you just to think about it. Like, when you go to type in the formula, just say, use the word warmer, use the word cooler, darker, richer, chocolate brown, espresso brown, platinum blonde, you know, strawberry blonde.
Okay.
Does that help?
Yeah, it
okay.
does.
And I want you to educate your clients though too. So again, think about it like educating. So you're either inspiring them, you're entertaining them, or you're educating them. I would use those three rules of thumb when you're creating something to post.
Okay.
And then mix it up. So let's say on Sundays, because you're posting Sunday, Monday, Wednesday. On Sundays, you're educating them. On Mondays, you're inspiring them. And on Wednesdays, you're entertaining them. Okay. So entertaining picture, do you ever, you haven't created a Reels or anything or TikTok like that, correct?
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay. And that's okay. We can get down to that eventually because you can do fun pointy things and dancey things, but that's all. But you can still be entertaining without using Reels or TikToks or anything like that. How about just a video of you? Would you be comfortable having your face on camera?
Yeah.
Okay. How about just a video of you talking about some fun or funny experience that happened to you behind your chair? Okay. That was way in the past.
Okay.
One time, I'm not going to lie, I accidentally took out the wrong scissors and cut the back of her hair a little shorter than I was supposed to. But I covered it up. She had no idea. She loved her hair. Like, why not? We're real. We make mistakes like everybody right. else. Or, yeah. you know, one time I thought I brought the right color in and I actually had to improvise. I talked the client into doing something totally different because I did not have the color. Like, what's something that makes you, if you can think of something off the top of your head, you can say it, but just something that makes you think of that's just kind of pure entertainment. Or I think even entertaining, like I'm OCD, and I know a lot of stylists are. We're very like, we're yep. perfectionists. Everything's in its order. We like things a certain way, especially if you own your own business. So what I mean, I bring that up all the time. Like I laugh at myself about it, you know? So is there some, so I guess I would call that entertaining. So right. that's in that category. Okay. In regards to educating, again, we'll go back to Stephanie had bright, she had bright blonde hair for years. Her natural color is a medium brown. You don't want to say a level 5 or level 6, level 7. No one knows what that is unless you're in the industry. I took her from a light blonde to a, you know, her natural hair is a medium brown. And I took her to an espresso brown. And I went on the cooler side instead of the warmer side because of her skin tone is blah, 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 blah. So words and verbiage that people would understand that aren't professionals.
Okay.
How does that sound?
It sounds good. And so kind that's, of like. Or so, like behind the scenes.
Well, there's that too. Pause that for one moment. So we talked about educating the clients. It sounds like you're on the page with that. You got that. You're like, I understand what that is. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And then you're entertaining. Like what's something you could share that would be just pure entertainment. Doesn't have to be anything even necessarily. It could even be something personal related. Like, you know how many books I read a week or something that's entertaining. That's not even necessarily hair related. It's just about you. Because you're branding yourself. And that was something that you talked about. You're like, I don't know how to brand myself. This is exactly how. And then the other thing is okay. inspiring. So what's an inspiring story you could talk about? Maybe not even, it could be about the client or it doesn't have to be. Like maybe a client had, I could think of a client who had cancer and they had to do, radiation. And so the whole back of her head was bald. For years, it actually still is to this day. And so the first time she finally got extensions with me, which I tried to talk her into getting for years because she had gotten married, was when that happened. And she said, I can share the story. And she even let me take pictures of the underneath of her hair. I told the whole story. I felt like that was a very inspiring story. She's healthy and beautiful and happy and all the good things. But even what's an inspirational story, whether you did a hair transformation on or even like the reason why I packed up and left and went across town, I'm starting over is because blank. I always wanted to live on this side of the town. I was staying with my mom to take care of her. I don't know, something. I wanted to start a dog farm. There's more room here. I don't know. Like, whatever it is. What would be something that would be inspiring? Again, you don't have to say it right now, but I want you to think about posting online in those three categories. That's the easiest way to brand yourself. You're inspiring someone by telling an inspiring story. Heck, share an inspiring quote. You saw something cool on Pinterest. Share it on your, put it on your Facebook page and just say, I saw this quote today. I absolutely love it. Hope you're having a great day. Hope you guys are having a great day. It can just be that. It doesn't have to be all hair. People can see 10 pictures of your color and cut. They know you're a good stylist. They don't need a trillion more. That's another thing. People aren't, when they post online, like you had said too, I didn't share this now. You're like, I don't want to just be Leanne the hair girl. I want to be, yeah. I want to have a brand. The way you stand out is by showcasing your expertise, your talent. Again, behind the scenes, we're going to go over that in just a moment. Inspiring, educating them, entertaining them. Those are all the things you do. So if you could just stick to the cadence of every week, 5 people a week, ask while they're in your chair, get them to follow you online on Facebook, or you follow them, however you want to do it. Create to the stick the posting schedule 3 days a week on one platform. So it's Sunday, Monday, Wednesday on Facebook for you. It will start to flow. You will get out of your own way. Your eyes will see the light and you'll start getting ideas and excitement. Come back and watch this at any time.
Okay.
Before we talk about behind the scenes, anything else here you want me to clarify or add to or give you more ideas on?
No, sounds good so far.
Okay. Are you feeling excited or overwhelmed?
Yeah. Yeah. I guess it is like getting, like you said, getting out of my own way because I get in my head too much and like you're like, I overcomplicate it.
We all do.
You know, if I just, it's hard to like, I don't know. Like at work, I'm on, and then once I'm not behind the chair, I'm off. So it's hard to translate when I'm not there to into online and creating that same presence that I have behind the chair.
1,000,000%. And I completely agree. And again, if I had a dime for every time someone who went through one of my paid programs and said that exact same thing to me, I'd be a multimillionaire. The same thing. We talk all day. So it's not like we run out of things to say. Now we're translating that online. So think about it. When you're creating a post, the next post you create, pretend you're telling your best friend about this hair transformation you did, or this keratin treatment, or cut and color, or whatever the updo you did. Talk about it, I guess, casually, conversationally.
Okay.
Hey guys, I decided to do this before this, you know, this keratin treatment on this client. She got some breakage from the front of her hair. Just tell the story, but keep it concise if you can. Don't put three paragraphs. Try to put a couple, you know, try to keep it as concise as you can, whatever that means for you.
Like, right.
And the last question, or the last thing you brought up, was behind the scenes. What specific, are you just kind of throwing it out there? Are you like, what's some ideas about behind the scenes? Like, where is your brain going when we say behind the scenes and showing up online?
Okay. So just kind of, I guess it kind of goes with along with education and kind of maybe educating clients or potential clients on some things. I don't know, like to help, like showing them the impact that, for example, showing them the impact that it has on us when they're late or when they don't show up or when they're having their personal phone conversation at full blast in our chair with like 12 other people in the salon and like, you know, kind of maybe being better people.
Fair. Okay. How do I get more respect from the clients when they are in my chair? Or clients of mine at all, whether they're sitting in my chair or they're trying to get to their appointment and they're canceling or not canceling or whatnot, or trying to cancel. Is that how do I get more respect from the clients that I have? Is that correct? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah. And just for us as hairdressers in general, I think we are like, as of late, I know a lot of hairdressers, and as of late, it's kind of becoming a thing where we're not seeing that same respect that we used to. I remember when we were respected and that people made an appointment and they showed up. You didn't have to like track them down, hound them, send them 500 confirmations and all of that.
Yes.
So, and I think it's just people in general, like I would just like to have better people.
Yes. Fair. And you feel like it's been since the pandemic? Is that the?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Like, yeah, because I did take a year, like when I moved from Florida to North Carolina, mm-hmm. and I did take a year off because, mm-hmm. honestly, I will be honest, I was scared to be back behind the chair and so close to people. And I had a germ thing beforehand. I just don't want to be. So when I came back, it is very different. And it's not just because of germs. It's because of how people treat us.
Yes.
And they watch these videos on YouTube where the person in actual life has spent 12 hours in the salon. But they watched a 10-minute video. So
they have unrealistic expectations.
Yeah. And, I can go get color from whatever store and
do it myself.
And so why is it so expensive? And why, like, how come?
Fair.
And, like,
understandable. So this is the thing, Leanne. If you're showing up online consistently, get those people to follow you, especially the ones that are disrespecting you. Like showing up late or trying to bring in a picture and they're unrealistic and they don't want to pay the price. The more you show up, I was just coaching this to my students inside my monthly membership in my paid programs, but this is how marketing goes. If you have them following you, you're showing up online, you're showing up 3 days a week, you're inspiring, you're entertaining, you're showing behind the scenes, like things we talked about, and they are following you, they're going to see how your brain works. You don't actually have to say, this is how my brain works. You're showing all this. You're creating your brand. Like we talked about all this whole last 25 minutes. They see you. They respect you as the authority in the field. I can promise you, you're going to gain more respect that way if you get those people to see what you're marketing online by way of building your brand.
Okay.
Do this for a couple months. Especially get the people who are naughty clients, bad clients, and get them to follow you. Let them see. I can guarantee you, you're going to gain more respect that way. And eventually, you're going to raise your prices and you're going to wean off the people that are disrespectful, that you don't like working with, that don't light you up. It's your business. It's your hours. It's your rules. And you're going to get them to respect you just by even starting that way.
Yeah.
Starting with that small thing. Get them to follow you, the naughty ones, right away. Start showing up consistently. And I can promise you they will respect you more. They're going to be like, wow, she really does know her thing. Oh, wow. Yeah, she's worth that extra $20 a haircut or color or whatever. And eventually you get more confident. You get the clients in your chair. You wean out the people you don't want in your chair. You raise your prices. You get people in your chair that respect you. This is one specific way you can do it. I know for a fact that it works. I created a 9-week program about it. It's worked for tons of other people. It's worked for me in my own business for years. I can guarantee you if it's worked for all of us, it will work for you. But this is the first step to take to get that ball rolling.
Okay. Awesome.
So I like accountability. So when, Leanne, when will you either start the posting schedule? Let's say that.
Well, tomorrow is Wednesday, so.
Yes, it is. Yes, I love it.
I have extra downtime tomorrow in the salon, so I want to kind of maximize that and, like, get the ball rolling and just stay in the salon and maybe just, like, just create content there because great. If I'm in the salon, my brain is on the salon. So
exactly. Yep.
I guess it's just breaking habits and.
Yes. Trying something different. Yes. You got your work hat on when you're at the salon. Use it very efficiently and wisely. And when you're home, whether you're relaxing by yourself, your dog, your kids, your friends, whatever the heck it is, then you have the personal hat on. So keep it separate so you have time to focus on what you need to focus on wherever you're at, whether it's home or work.
Right.
Okay, awesome. Will you please come back in this group and just type in the comments and say, hey, I got my first post out. Hey, I got a post that's out and I converted a client in my chair. Just come back in here and give us some feedback on your update in the next like week or two.
Okay.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much for coming live. I really appreciate it. I hope this helps you out. And please come back and re-listen to this training, rewatch it and see whenever you need a little tweaking with your marketing online.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you, Leanne. Take care.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Thank you. Bye. Bye. Bye, friends. I hope you enjoyed this training. See you soon.